Texte numéro 46. Getting a handle on the plastic problem. The issue of flimsy plastic bags may seem trivial on the list of environmental challenges facing one of the world's emerging superpowers, but its ramifications are more than aesthetic. Discarded plastic bags disrupt waterways, clog sewers, and choke soil. So, as one of its New Year's resolutions, China has pledged to put a stop to its 3 billion a day habit and ban the use of free and flimsy plastic bags by introducing charges. As of June this year, plastic bags must be paid for, and they will be banned from all public transport, airports, and scenic places. Plastic is fantastic. It's versatile, durable, waterproof, convenient, and very, very cheap. But with all benefits of plastic bags come a long list of nagging problems, and the most problematic of all is their sheer persistence. Depending on the thickness, plastic bags take between 20 and 1,000 years to break down in the environment. They release toxic gases when they burn. They create stagnant pools, which can become a breeding ground for malarial mosquitoes, and they suffocate or disrupt the indigestion of animals that accidentally consume them. In Europe, good waste management has meant that the menace of the plastic bag has not been unleashed as it has in the developing world. China's situation is perhaps better reflected by experiences on the continent of Africa. In South Africa, according to the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, a ban is already working. Before action was taken to curb the problem, consumers in South Africa got through 8 billion plastic bags a year. South Africa's answer was to ban the manufacture, trade, and commercial distribution of plastic bags with a thickness of less than 30 microns, 0.03 millimeters. Anything below 30 microns can blow away in even a light wind and cannot be easily recycled. Increasing the thickness of plastic bags has been found to have a positive impact on littering. A charge is in place, and the penalties for non-compliance are tough, fines and even imprisonment. Before regulation was introduced in South Africa, the cost of producing, delivering and distributing plastic bags was hidden in food prices. So even if customers did not want a bag, they would pay for it. Now they can make the choice. And UNEP reports that consumers have benefited from lower food prices as a result. Yet even when there are alternatives, such as paper bags or boxes available, consumers continue to opt for the plastic bag. It seems that we are addicted. It remains to be seen whether China can kick the habit or find a truly fantastic and biodegradable plastic bag. Adapted from The Guardian, February 2008.